3-0, the Devils lead it and are batting in the top of the third. They are the visiting team tonight. Should the score remain the same, these same two teams along with New York University will flip a coin. One will draw a bye. The other two will play tomorrow. Pitch. John checks his swing. It's low in the dirt. Count is even 2-2. The flip will occur immediately at the conclusion of this game at home plate. The team that draws the bye will sit out tomorrow while the other two teams play. And then the winner of that game will play the bye contestant on Friday. Inside, Balinczak has to get out of the way, and it's 3-2. It's a possibility that when the Devils win this one, then they could sit out tomorrow. But I believe Bobby would prefer that they play every day. 3-2. Balinczak pops to the left side, foul out of play. John hanging right in there. This is also a season, and we've mentioned it a couple of times before, that the guys on the club are maybe thinking a little bit sometimes of what is happening to them in the draft. Here's the pitch, 3-2. A shot into right field. It is over the head of the right fielder. One hopper to the wall, 370 feet away. Balinczak on his way to second base. The throw coming in. He'll hold up there with a stand-up double. That is John's 16th double. Doug Gerlach there with a little computer information. John really laced that one. It was a one-hopper from short portions of the grass to the wall, 370 feet away, with no doubt about it. Hit number 4 given up by Butcher, and P.R. Powell, who'd like nothing more than an RBI, steps in. Now time is called. A little something happening in front of the Tulsa dugout along the third baseline, but it's all cleared up now. Balinczak with the lead. The stretch by Butcher. Here's the first pitch to P.R. High and away, ball one. Butcher is not going to give Paul Ray too much to look at. He walked back in the first inning. Here's the stretch by Butcher. Looks at Balinczak. Right-hander comes to PR. Swung on. A grounder to the left side. Foul out of play. And the count is even. 1-1. Devils have garnered up 4 hits. Tulsa has picked up just 1. They left the bases full, however, as Kenny Hansen had a little wild problem and hit a batsman along with a double from Bob Murphy. Here's the pitch. PR pops it into short right field. Coming on is Bob Murphy under it and takes it. Balinczak tags up, draws the throw, and the throw is a good one as John scampers back to second base. PR flies to right for out number 1, and Billy Joe Cotton, a single with the bases loaded to drive in those 3 runs, is the batter. Pat Carlton, a left-hander warming up for Tulsa in the bullpen, out in left field. Balinczak still the runner at second base. Butcher ready. Delivers to Billy outside. Ball one. Curveball missing. Outfield is deep. Whitaker deep in left. And Tommy Jenkson shaded just a little bit to left center. Balinczak with a short lead at second base. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike one. 1-1. On deck, Jeff Osborne, who got his first World Series base hit last night. We're looking for number 2. Billy representing the whole state of Nebraska. He's the only Nebraskan playing in this tournament. Here's the stretch. Butcher delivers. Swung on, but he goes around. He tried to hold up. He put those wrists out just as far as he could go without breaking them. But the plate umpire says that's not the case. It is a strike, and the count runs to a ball and 2 strikes. Cotton came through in the first with a single to center with the bases loaded. Here's the stretch by Butcher. Here's the pitch. Check swing low and away to Billy, and it's 2-2. Bobby Winkle's right on the very first step of a dugout that goes down 3, looking and yelling encouragement to his ball club. They lead it 3-0. Butcher ready. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Cotton checks high ball 3. McCook, Nebraska. Youngster that was drafted by the Athletics, twice by the Mets. Great defensive catcher, great arm. Works at 3-2 and now awaits the full count pitch. Here it comes. Checks inside, ball 4. Walk number 3 given up by Butcher. He's also given up 4 hits, and Jeff Osborne steps in. The Devils, ironically, up until tonight's game, there were 11 stolen bases in the tournament, and Roger Dedder had 3 of them. He's added 1, so he has 4. First pitch to Osborne is inside, ball 1. There are a few records in the book held by Arizonans. Sal Bando, for one, who has the most hits in a series with 12. Here's the pitch to Osborne. Swung out. A line shot to right center in there for extra bases. All the way to the wall. Some 370 feet away. Dalasek coming on to score. Billy Joe Cotton coming around third base. He'll score. Jeff Osborne holding up at second. Jeff Osborne is a happy young man. Two men on, and he really laced that ball to right center field. It rolled all the way to the wall. Two runs score, Dalasek from second and Cotton from first, and the Devils lead in this ball game by the score of 5-0. And that is going to be all for Cliff Butcher. Cliff Butcher has worked 2 1/3 innings, has given up the 5 runs on 5 hits. He's walked 3 and struck out none. Coming up will be Pat Carlton, C-A-R-L-E-T-O-N. Carlton coming on here in the third inning as a pitcher, worked 31 2/3 innings. He's given up 17 hits, 13 runs, 11 which have been earned. He's walked 15, struck out 33. And his ERA is 3.19. A left-hander, 200-pound sophomore from Tulsa, but he works only 170 pounds, ringing wet. So he's a little thin out there, and did work against UCLA. 5-0. The Devils lead in this ball game, and the man responsible for the last 2 runs, Jeff Osborne, on at second base. And a happy young man he is. Here in the third inning, John Dalasek led off with a double. Paul Ray Powell popped to right field. Billy Joe Cotton had a 2-strike count and eventually walked. And Jeff Osborne then doubled, and he really did, to right center field, scoring both Dalasek from second base and Billy Joe Cotton from first. And I want to tell you that Billy Joe ended up no more than 10 feet behind John Dalasek. He really scooted. Osborne on at second, one down, and Lenny Randall, who popped up in foul territory to the third baseman, steps in. And now Johnny Clark, the catcher for the Hurricanes, comes out and makes sure of at least 1 point with his new left-handed pitcher, Pat Carlton, and hurries back to his position. Here's the stretch by Carlton and the peak at Osborne at second base. Delivers to Randall, inside, backs him out of there of all. Rick Valley is on deck. 238 on the season. Lenny dropping from the leadoff position down to seventh place, and it's worked very well for the Devils. Pitched it. Randall checks his swing as he drops to his right knee, catches the outside corner with a fastball, and the count is even 1-1. 5-0. Devils leading and batting in the third. Osborne at second base. One out. Lenny Randall the batter, 1-1. Pat Carlton in relief, ready with a 1-1 pitch. Left-hander delivers, and change up. Grounder to left side, just foul. Lenny has been pulling the ball very well in the series. He's got a double down the left field line, but in previous at-bats, he has creamed the ball, all of them foul, unfortunately, for Lenny, except for the double down the line, but he's pulling it very well. A ball and 2 strikes. Carlton, the left-hander, with the stretch. Look at second over the left shoulder. Twice. Comes to Randall. Inside, almost knocked him down, ball 2. Well, the Devils, should Kenny Hansen retain his stature for the remainder of the game, and the Devils are seemingly giving him enough cushion to do so, would allow now LeGros and Gura for the remaining 2 ball games. Here's the 2-2 pitch, swung on by Randall, a grounder right to the third baseman Rogers. A beautiful pickup, the throw across the diamond, just in time to the speedy Randall. And he's out number 2. Rogers not only is a good hitter, as we mentioned to you, 417 on the season, but a good fielder as well, which is a good reason for his selection to first-team All-American as a third baseman. 2 down. Osborne still at second base, and Rick Valley, who flied out to right field back in the second inning. Carlton ready. Left-hander gives it a double take, delivers a curveball across the plate, but low, and it's a ball. Kenny Hansen in the warm-up jacket in the on-deck circle, as all collegiate pitchers must be. Pat Carlton in relief of Clint Butcher here in the third. Pitches. Swung on, a grounder to the right side. Second baseman Adams has it. Throw to Caves in time. Valley is out number three. The Devils are retired, but not before they score two runs on two hits. There were no errors and a man left. And the score at the end of 2.5 innings of play, the Sun Devils of Arizona State 5, the Hurricanes of Tulsa nothing. We go to the top of the order for the Hurricanes in the third, and Roger Whitaker, the leadoff batter who flied to right field in the first inning, is the leadoff hitter. He has good power for a little guy. Hit a home run. Pitches a fly ball to left center. Dolinsek on the run, Powell on the run. It is Dolinsek under it and taking it in deep left center field. One up and one down, and Tom Jenkins, the batter, grounded out to Randall in the first. Ohio State coach, you probably read in either Timmy Tyers or Dave Hicks' columns. They're here covering it for the Gazette and the Republic, respectively, about Ohio State coach Marty Caroe, who had a heart attack last Friday. He is improving, not yet out of the hospital, however. Next pitch to Jenkins is outside, and it's ball two. Hanson trying to take his time. Cotton trying to keep him concentrating. Here's the two-ball pitch. Swung on and missed strike one. Gura is not in the bullpen right now. He was warming up in the first inning, then in the second and third he was there. Here in the second inning, in the third inning, he is not there. Hanson working slowly and very well. Something happened either to Tom Jenkins' bat or to his hands, and since we cannot see once he leaves the batting box, because we are up so high the view is cut off, he's back now, however, with bat in hand. So here's the two-ball, one-strike pitch on its way from Hanson. It's outside for ball three. Bobby Winkles, a little nervous, and knew he would be. Got faith in the boy, though. Here comes the three-ball, one-strike pitch. Ball four outside, and Kenny tried to guide that one. That's the first walk given up by Hanson tonight. And the batter will be Les Rogers, who got a little too close to one of Kenny's pitches back in the first inning. That is the Hurricanes' leading hitter at 417. Pitch to him is a curveball, misses outside, ball one. Well, I don't want to walk him. Hope to keep the ball down, get the double play. Hanson ready, working more quickly, inside, ball two. Lenny Randall yelling in, take your time, and Kenny shakes his head, yes, I will. He works from the stretch. There's the stretch. Here's the pitch. It's a grounder to the left side, maybe two. Setter to Randall for one. The throw in time for the double play. Les Rogers hits into a 6-4-3 double play. The Devils are out of it, and the Hurricanes get no runs on no hits. There were no errors and nobody left on base. The score at the end of three complete innings of play. The Devils 5, the Hurricanes nothing. For the Devils in the fourth inning, the leadoff batter will be Kenny Hanson, and he gets a nice hand from the crowd. Pat Carlton in relief, a big left-hander ready to work, delivers the first pitch, and Kenny takes high for a ball. Telegrams from Coach Bob Claiborne for one, Miles Castile and the Sun Angel Foundation, and 1,500 Sun Devil clubbers. Let's knock the eye right out of that Hurricane and put it in the crown. Good pitch inside to Hanson, and it's a ball two. From Stan Peabody, from Joe Hunt's restaurant, and Butch in Sun City. Hey, I remember him. He takes all my money at golf. From the Roamers, there's a pitch to Hanson's inside corner, called strike one. And here's one to Kenny Hanson and the ASU baseball team. It says, good luck, Fireball. Go get him. Signed to White House. Eleanor and Scott Chadwick, and one from Joyce. Here's the pitch to Hanson. Swung out a miss, strike two. Oh, did he have a cut? One for Bob Rosa. And from all the gang at Frank's Friendly, I remember that group. And I really, and the coach and the team appreciate those telegrams. Foul back by Kenny, back to the screen. And he's up there like he really wants to get a bingo. The guys appreciate the telegrams. Bobby reads it, all the grams to him on the way to the stadium in the bus. And sneaks in a couple of funnies just to keep the action going. Hanson hanging in there, two and two. Here's Collins' pitch. glide blooper into short center field. It's going to fall in there for a base hit. Hit number six for the Devils. The first one given up by Carlton, who is in relief. And the pitcher, Kenny Hansen, starts it off for his club here in the top of the fourth inning. The Devils lead the College World Series tournament in double plays. The one that ended the last inning was their sixth. And starting today's games, there were only 22. Devils had six. Texas had three. Massachusetts had three. Timeout called for a moment. Now everybody ready. As Roger Detter steps in, his third time at bat in four innings. There's a stretch. The pitch to Detter is low and away, a ball. Detter did not choke up. Bobby is picking up sand, rubbing it in his hands. Is that a signal? Jocko Smithering is offering sandwiches at third. Here's the stretch by Carlton. Look at Hansen. Delivers to Roger. Inside low. Ball two. And again, Roger did not look like he was going to bunt. Les Rogers is in on the grass at third base as Caves holds the runner Hansen at first. Here's the stretch by Carlton. Pitch to Hansen, Detter. Swung on a line shot into right center field in there for a base hit. Here's the right fielder, Bob Murphy, picking it off and holding Kenny Hansen at second base. So hit number two for the Devils off of Carlton and number seven off of Tulsa Hurling. Kenny Hansen is at second base, Roger Detter at first, and the batter will be Ralph Dick, who has a single and two trips. And Bobby Winkles comes all the way out of the dugout to talk to Ralph, who now hurries into the right-hand batting box. 347 on the season. Single in the first and eventually went to second when the throw got Roger Detter, who tried to go all the way to third. Here's the pitch, shortens up to bunt. It's in the dirt, ball one. Everybody moving and everybody hustling back. Devils leading this ball game by a score of 5-0. They chase right-handed starting pitcher Cliff Butcher. They're currently working on Pat Carlton. They have two men on with nobody down, and Ralph Dick the batter. Carlton ready. The left-hander checks the runners. Here's the one-ball pitch shortened up to bunt. A attempted bunt fouls to the right side, out of play, and a position Ralph Dick not normally in. He would like very much just to cream it out of there, but. This is the name of the game, team play, and of course he'd like to advance both runners with only one down. And of course, if the ball is in play and he does it well, it has a chance for everybody to be safe. Rogers moves in a little closer at third base now. Ralph standing out of the batter's box, checking over Bobby Winkles, has what he thinks is a sign. Here's the pitch, shortens up to bunt, right in front of the plate, coming in is Carlton. He'll have to go to first, the throw in time, the sacrifice is completed. Detter moves to second base and Hansen to third. And with one down, John Dulinsek, who is 2-for-2. A infield single in the first and a ringing double in the third. John has done well in the series. Starting in left field. Takes a moment and comes out of the box while Carlton took a little too much time. It looks like Carlton will work from the stretch. He will. Left-hander ready to work to Dulinsek. Here's the first pitch to John. Inside and high with a fastball. It's ball one. There have been six home runs in the ballgame in the World Series. Bob Blakely of Southern Illinois, Eddie McLeod of Mississippi, Roger Whitaker of Tulsa, Pat Brown and Dave Hall of Texas, and Bob Hansen against the Devils. Swung on and foul off the catcher's glove back to the screen by John, and it's a ball and a strike. Jim Blackburn, a senior from Dallas, Texas, working in the bullpen for the Hurricanes, a right-hander. One out for the Devils here in the fourth inning. Two runners on, Hansen at third and Detter at second. Here's the pitch to Dulinsek. A changeup is in the dirt, nicely stopped by Johnny Clark, and it's two balls and a strike. Defensively for the Hurricanes, it's Les Rogers at third, Phil Honeycutt at short, Roger Adams at second, Steve Caves at first, Roger Whitaker in left field, Tom Jenkins in center, and Bob Murphy in right. Pat Carlton is the pitcher in relief of starter Cliff Butcher and Johnny Clough, the catcher. Here's the two-ball, one-strike count to John. Swung on, popped up, left side foul, out of play. Count is even 2-2. Well, here's the setup. If the Devils win this ball game, and they are certainly on their way to do it, Both of these teams will stay in the tournament and join New York University, who whipped Texas 3-2 in the other game today. Those, after this game is over, a flip of the coin will take place at home plate, and one team will draw by. Here's the pitch. The John swung on. A grounder right to the first baseman. He takes it right on the bag for out number two. Donacek swung at a little lazy curveball, and it was a two-hopper. The first baseman, Caves, had to come over and in, and he did, and ended up with the ball and on first base all at the same time. So they're two down. Runners remain at second and third, and Paul Ray Powell, who is hitless in one trip, walked back in the first inning, hitting .357. I'd like to hit one for his father, who's in town. Pitch outside and low for ball one. Doug, yes.
Yes, I was going to say that Paul Ray Powell's run in the first inning tied Sal Bando's record. He's been waiting quite a while to get it, and he finally got it here in this College World Series.
Very good. Run number 70 scored by Paul Ray Powell, tying Sal Bando's season record for Arizona State. Here's the pitch to PR. Swung on and fouled back to the screen, and it's a ball and a strike. Well, this young man has done just about everything you can ask of him. Plays great center field. He set a doubles record, a run scored tied record, a hits record. He's stolen a few bases, I think 13 at least. Here's the one strike, one ball pitch to him. It's in the dirt. Nicely stopped by Clark, ball two. And, of course, as you are well aware, he was the first collegian pick in the summer draft. And obviously, to our way of thinking, has a good bargaining point because he's still a junior. Here's a two ball, one strike pitch. Swung on, a line shot. Beautifully stopped by the shortstop. Honeycutt, a line shot. He jumps high up in the air to his left and backhanded that line shot. So far, the Devils in the fourth. No run on two hits. There were no errors and two men left. And the score at the end of 3.5 innings, the Devils 5, the Hurricanes nothing. Caves is the batter and took the first pitch inside a ball and swings on the second pitch, and the left-hander fouls it off to the left side and evens the count of one apiece. That catch by Honeycutt was a dandy. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Caves. A let-up curve is high, ball two. And the public address announcer said it was probably the best catch in this College World Series, and we, of course, would have some consternation with that comment because Lenny Randle made a beaut in the first. There's a check swing, high ball three, and Hanson is behind. Lenny takes a quick look at the bullpen. 3-1, and now Cave steps out, and the plate umpire will dust off the plate. Hanson takes a moment then to relax. Checks Billy Cotton for the sign. Here's the windup of the right-hander. Delivers that grounder. Right back to Kenny. A nice backhand stop. Throws it with the glove in it. And they say he's safe. Hanson could not get the ball out of the glove, so he threw the glove and all. An unbelievable play. Kenny Hanson could not get the ball out of the webbing, so he threw the glove with the ball in it. But the first base umpire says no, and it was scored as a hit. Well, that's got to be the most unusual play of the tournament. He could not get it out, so he just ran over there and threw the... You can imagine what Jeff Osborne thought. Here comes the glove. So that's the second hit allowed by Hampton, and that's kind of a fluky, let me tell you. There's a leadoff by K's Bob Murphy. Got a car ball on the outside corner called strike. That's got to be funny. I hope they get a double play and get out of this, but that's got to be a funny play. Pitch by Hanson, another curveball. Pretty. Murphy water bucketed, and that curveball just caught the outside corner. No wonder he thought it was outside. Hanson way ahead, 0-2. Steve Caves, got to remember that play for as long as he ever plays baseball. Here's the stretch. Hanson delivers, swung and a miss, strike three. Strikeout number two for Kenny. Out number one for the Hurricanes. And Roger Adams will be the batter. He is the other strikeout victim back in the second inning. I think it's funny because I know how he feels, the frustration of not being able to get that Spalletta out of the glove. And he said, by golly, I'm going to get over there somehow. If I have to send it Pony Express. Check swing is low for a ball on Roger Adams, left-handed batting second baseman. 271 on the season's average coming into the night's game. Stretch by Hanson in the peak of the runner. Delivers. It's high and away for ball two. Bobby Winkles has been standing on the first step of the dugout for the entire game. He has not had a seat at all. Hanson behind. Two balls and no strikes. Steve Caves, the runner at first base with the lead. Pitch across the plate, but low, ball three. Kenny turns around and puts his back to the plate. Looks at the ball. Now assumes the position. He's behind. Three balls and no strike. There's the stretch. Here's the pitch. Called strike. No doubt about it. On deck will be Phil Honeycutt. He'll be upcoming, and unless there is a double play ball, he'll probably get a good ovation for his catch. Three balls and one strike to Roger Adams. Hanson ready. Delivers. Is a ball four inside. Walk number two given up by Ken. First and second are the runners. Steve Caves at second and Roger Adams at first, and Phil Honeycutt is being announced. Honeycutt was safe on an error in the second. Eventually got to second, but no further. Right-handed batter. Stretch by Hanson. Here's the pitch. Curveball is way outside a ball. And Bob Winkles yells encouragement to Kenny. Obviously a little nervous, but trying to concentrate. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. That was a good one. It looks from here, from a layman's point of view, that if he takes his time, he can throw the ball almost any place he wishes to throw it. It's when he rocks and fires too quickly that the ball does not catch any of that real estate. One ball, one strike. Pitches. Swung on and missed. Strike two. And that was exactly in the same place. But it may not be exactly what Billy Joe Cotton called for. And Billy Joe runs out there to have a word with him. Let's make sure that we get the right thing going here, because there are two men on. On deck will be Johnny Clark. They're giving Hanson an error. It is not a hit. Okay. That is an error on Hanson. So that is not a hit. He has still only given up one hit. A one-hit baseball game. There's a ball, and it's even up at 2-2. Hanson ready now with a 2-2 pitch. There's attempted pickoff play. Ken turned but did not throw as Detter came over behind the runner, Steve Cave, sliding back into second base. 5-0. The Devils lead it. The Hurricanes threatening here in the bottom of the fourth inning with two runners on and one away. Hanson 2-2 to Phil Honeycutt. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Strikeout number three, and that'll bring up Johnny Clark, who also got a little too close to one of Hanson's pitches and was awarded first base. I know it looks like the scoreboard's giving him an advantage. They're giving him two balls right off the bat. So that's a little unfair. Now they take it off of there. Okay, here's the stretch by Hanson. The first pitch. Curveball strike. And he looks like he's really concentrating out there. Taking his time and throwing a beautiful curveball on the outside corner. Stretch. Peek at the runners. Delivery. Fastball outside corner again. Strike two. Taking it inside or outside, Hanson has moved it nicely. He's ahead, 0-2 with two down, two runners on. Pitch, curveball, check swing by Johnny Clark. Almost went for the outside pitch, and it's a ball and two strikes. Well, Steve Caves was safe on an error by Hanson, one of the most unique in college World Series history. Murphy struck out, Adams walked, and Honeycutt struck out. Strike three called, and Hanson retires the side on strikeout. Strikeout number four. And for the Hurricanes in the fourth, they got no runs on no hits. There was an error by Hanson, the pitcher, and two men left. And the score at the end of four complete. The Sun Devils of Arizona State, 5. The Hurricanes of Tulsa, nothing. for the Devils in the fifth, it'll be Cotton, Osborne, and Randall. And Billy Joe Cotton has come up with the Charlie Schultz pig pen attitude as Brownie, equipment manager, tried to clean his uniform last week. And Billy Joe said, you're going to have to come and get it. And Brownie was a wise man. He didn't bother. He steps in. He has a single and walk. And Horton single, driving in the three runs in the first inning. Pops it up, out of play, up over the press box. It's strike one. Remind you that you're tuned to KOOL Radio, the 960 spot on your radio dial in Phoenix, Arizona, bringing you all the play-by-play action of the Sun Devils here at the College World Series. A curveball is high and outside, and the count is even, one apiece. Thank you. My 7-up. Pitch by Carlton is way outside the Cotton, and it's ball two. And we are indeed grateful to the folks at 7-Up, Western States Tire Sales, to Cavalier Homes, and to Ozark Fried Chicken for their participation in this College World Series. A line shot, but right at Phil Honeycutt. Cotton got good wood, but right straight at Honeycutt for out number one. Jeff Osborne, a double in two trips. The first time grounding out to the first baseman came unassisted, hitting .280 on the season. But boy, what a double it was. Carlton ready, left-hander to left-hander. Pitch is a lazy curve across the height of the plate for strike one. One down, Devils batting in the fifth and leading it 5-0. Undefeated Tulsa thus far. Pitch by Carlton is a curveball, almost hit him. Even up 1-1. I believe there are 39-3 the record for the Hurricanes thus far, and most of them are freshmen and sophomores, so could be back here again neatly next year. Pitch, grounder to the right side, taken by the second baseman, throwing to the pitcher, covering as the first baseman Caves went over to his right as far as he could and took himself out of the play. Carlton got over there in plenty of time, and it'll go 4-1. Two up and two down. Lenny Randall, hitless in two trips, steps in.
Batter number two, second baseman, Lenny Randall.
Lenny Randall looked like he was going to try to drag bunt. The ball was inside, but he couldn't pull his bat back, so it's strike one. The little Fred Astaire routine called the Adirondack drag. A line shot beautifully handled by Les Rogers, the throw in time. It was a handsome play by Les Rogers, the third baseman, on a sharply hit ground ball by Lenny Randall. The Devils are retired in order in the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on. The score at the end of 4.5 innings of play, the Devils 5, the Hurricanes nothing. For the Hurricanes in the bottom of the fifth inning, it'll be the pitcher, Pat Carlton. Check his statistics in a minute. Takes outside a fastball for ball one. See if we can find what he's been this season. As a batsman, he is hitting .200, so he's not someone to just throw to. He swings and misses for strike one. Even up. Left-handed batter, just as he throws them, a close stand. Deep in the box, left foot back on the chalk line. Pitch, check, swing, but a call strike fastball. And it count as a ball and two strikes. We go to the top of the order with Roger Whitaker and Tom Jenkins. Hanson ready. One ball, two strike pitch is a let-up curve, hangs high into the outside, and the count is even 2-2. Hanson working quickly. There's the pitch. Check swing, ball three high, and he worked too quickly that time. Got the ball back. Billy Joe Cotton wisely stands up and talks to him. Walks right to the plate. Says, slow down. Hanson says, okay. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Inside, ball four. Well, that's the worst thing you can do, they say, is to walk the pitcher to lead things off, and that's the third walk given up by Kenny in five innings, and the leadoff batter, Roger Whitaker, hitless in two, steps in. Carlton getting the blue jacket as the Tulsa Hurricanes, the home team, are in white uniforms, the double in the gray and maroon. Valley at third, Dutter at short, Randall at second, Osborne at first, Dillon, Sec, Powell, and Dick in the outfield, Hanson the pitcher, and Cotton the catcher. Whitaker taking plenty of time to dig a hole for that right foot. Steps in. He's got good power for the little fella. Pitch to him is a liner. Ground ball through the hole into right field. Dick picking up. There's a runner holding up at second base. And Lenny Randle got back there almost. Tabbed him off. And you can hear the crowd as Carlton came around second base like maybe he thought he had a chance to go to third. Ralph Dick coming in on the ball saw that particular action. Fired to Lenny Randle, who just backed up and swung around, swinging the glove, almost picked him off. That's the second hit given up by Henson. The Hurricanes have runners at first and second, and Tom Jenkins, the batter, left-handed batting center fielder. Grounded out in the first inning and walked in the third. Henson taking plenty of time now. A long, long look at BJ. The stretch. And look at the runners. The right-hander fires a curveball, misses outside the ball. Bobby Winkle's no longer on the first step. He's on the second, but he's still standing and looking. Hanson looking at the runners, delivers. A curveball is a called strike. Jenkins had an idea, but he gave no follow-through. A ball and a strike. Whitaker lead off at first. Carlton the second. The pitch is fouled back to the screen. A fastball, and it's a ball and two strikes. A lot of the Devils today went to the Henry Dorley Zoo, which is just on the other side of center field fence and a very popular place. Every time we go by, it's just absolutely loaded. Pitch by Hanson is high for ball two, and it's even up two and two. Ball gets away from BJ, but not far enough for anybody to move. Nobody out as the Hurricanes are threatening here in the fifth. And Larry Gura running out to the bullpen. Hanson taking plenty of time. Sent a pickoff play at Carlton, and he is safe. Just barely had the slide to get in there as Dutter came from behind him. Hanson 2-2 to the number two hitter in the Hurricane lineup, Tom Jenkins. 333 on the season. Looking down at BJ, has it. Checks the runner. Right-hander delivers, fouls it back up out of play. Counts the same. Gura continuing to work to Irv McDonald, the freshman catcher who had no idea he was going to make this trip to the College World Series. The stretch by Hanson, 2-2, delivered, change up, curve, called strike three. Beautiful pitch, and Jenkins knew it. Strikeout number five for Kenny, out number one, and Les Rogers, the leading Tulsa hitter, who is hitless in two trips, however. Standing in. Good, solid stance. Feet shortly apart. Line shot into right center. Paul Ray Powell coming on. Cannot get it to it. Gets by him. Backed up by Ralph Dick. One run is scored. Pumping for home is Whitaker. The throw coming in is not in time. Backed up by Hanson. The ball got by Billy Joe Cotton, but Kenny Hanson was right where he should have been. Backed it up, and Rogers drives in two runs. Cotton from second base, and Whitaker all the way from first. The third hit given up by Hanson, and the score is 5-2. I believe it'll be scored as a double.
First baseman, Steve Cave.
So Rogers is on at second base. The score is 5-2. Still only one down, and the batter is Steve Cage. Hitless in two trips. Gura continuing to warm. Curveball is snubbed right in front of the plate. And Billy Joe Cotton very wisely lets it come out of bounds, up out of bounds. Comes foul to the right side. It looked from up here, and we have said as many times that it was fair. But, of course, the ball had spin, and as it hit the dirt, it came across the chalk line, and B.J. batted it away. It would have been a very difficult play for anybody. Hanson had no chance at all, and B.J. had to come right behind the runner to make the throw had it been fair. A double all the way is the official score, which was not announced or flashed. 5-2 ball game as the Hurricanes tally two in the fifth. Here's the pitch. A swing and a miss for strike two. Hanson way ahead. Caves fly to left in the second and was safe on what was first ruled an infield hit as Hanson couldn't get the ball out of his glove and threw the glove to first. Later ruled an error by the official score. Hanson ahead 0-2. Right-hander checks the runner. Rogers at second. Delivers, swung out and missed. And the plate umpire says no. He fouled the ball in the dirt, and Billy Joe Cotton appealed by saying he held it, but that argument didn't last at all. So the count is the same, Owen. There's no balls and two strikes. Hanson ready. Delivers. Swung on and... he was not swinging. He held. Did he swing or what? He did not swing. Billy Joe Cotton picked the ball up, which bounced in front of him, and tagged the runner. But the plate umpire says no, it was a ball. So it's a ball and two strikes. He had a great notion and started quite a ways around and fell down. So it looked like maybe he had gone through. Hanson working slowly. There's a little trouble here in the fifth with a ball and two strikes. Here's the pitch. Fastball is too high, and it's ball two. Gura continuing to work in the bullpen. Hanson, two and two. One down. Rogers, the runner at second base. Two runs are already home. There's the pitch. A line shot to deep right center field. That ball is going to win there for extra bases. Off the wall. Foul rate foul. Picks it up. Throws it. The relay man, Randall, has it, and the runner will hold up at second base. For back-to-back doubles, Rogers scores from second with the third run. It's 5-3. That's the fourth hit given up by Hanson, and Bobby Winkle is calling for Larry Gura. Well, Hanson worked at 4 1/3 innings. He gave up three runs on four hits. He walked three, struck out five, and hit two batters. Gura coming on now, here in relief in the fifth. Well, it is an unusual thing to look and see that your number one pitcher, who won 17 games while losing two, Kenny Hanson, running off that mound in typical ASU fashion, gets a nice hand from the crowd. Let's see, he's behind, he's ahead 5-3 with a runner on who's responsible, so he could still be the winner of this ballgame. Larry Gura, the left-hander, will work now for the third time in the World Series. He started the first game against Texas and was taken out, came on for 2 1/3 innings in relief, and now is coming on again what potentially could be long relief here against the University of Tulsa. Bobby Winkle's taking absolutely no chances, as this is a must game for Arizona State, not so for Tulsa. However, they are still going with their number one boy, who was bombarded, and now are working with their number one reliever, Pat Kaufman. Larry Gura taking his warm-up throws. He pitched Friday night for five innings and last night for 2 1/3 innings. So he's worked 7 1/3 innings in the World Series and now comes on here in the fifth inning. Okay, Bob Murphy doubled to right center, and that's where they all seem to be going, and struck out. Larry Gura ready to work to Bob Murphy, Steve Cage on second base, and it's a 5-3 ball game. Here's the first pitch by Gura. A line drive, way deep right field, Dick going over, and he takes it just in front of the line. A beautiful catch, and on the play, Steve Caves tags up and goes to third. Ralph Dick made a beautiful catch just crossing the foul stripe at about 300 feet away down the right field line. As Bob Murphy, a right-handed swinger, came around late on that Gura pitch and flied to deep right field. So they're two down now, and Roger Adams, the batter, number six hitter in the lineup, has walked and struck out. Left-handed batting second baseman. Slightly open stance. Gura delivers. Called strike, a fastball. Boy, no doubt about that one. Gura is in no way, from the last two or three pitches, attempting to save himself. He is much in realization as to what's happening here. Curveball, pretty. Caught Adams. Just plain flat-footed, and he's ahead 0-2. They're two down. The runner at third base is Steve Cage, who doubled and went to third on the long fly to right. Pitch, fastball just misses outside, and it's a ball. One ball and two strikes. 5-3. The doubles lead it. The Hurricanes, as is their practice, pecking away at that lead, picking up three here in the bottom of the fifth. Gura, curveball, a called strike three. Beautiful pitch. Strikeout number one for Gura. The sixth Hurricane to go down via the strikeout route, and the Hurricanes are retired in the fifth, but not before they pick up three runs on three hits. There were no errors and one man left. And the score at the end of five complete innings of play, the Sun Devils of Arizona State 5, the Hurricanes of Tulsa 3. In in the sixth for the Devils, it'll be the bottom of the order. Valley, then the pitcher Gura, and then Roger Dedder. And we would like to correct ourselves. We thought we were through five, and we were only in the fifth, so that Hanson cannot be the winner because he has not completed the five innings of play. So potentially, at this moment, Gura in relief could pick up his 18th win. Rick Valley steps in, hitless in two trips, fly to right and grounded out to second. Third baseman, hitting only .231 on the season. He is a freshman, however. Pitch is swung on a line shot to left field. That's a base hit. That's the third hit given up by Carlton, and the Devils have the leadoff batter on. And that'll bring up Larry Gura, and of course, Les Rogers will move in on the grass at third base. Gura, a right-handed batter for a left-handed pitcher, in 45 times has only eight hits, hitting .176. Chokes up on the bat. Here's the pitch, shortens up for the bunt, bunts down the right field line. The fielder by the first baseman, Gura, will stop dead in his tracks, and the throw now will go to the second baseman covering, and the sacrifice is complete. As a matter of fact, in both sacrifice attempts for the Devils, the man who bunched the ball just stopped dead on the first base line. Valley moves over to second base. There's one away. Score that 3-4. And Roger Dedder, one hit in two trips and a walk. Carlton ready. Delivers way outside and high for ball one.